You know, earlier I was giving a description of sitting on top of a big piece of news and not being able to say anything. So the big announcement today that I think is going to literally transform the fashion industry was made. And if you haven't heard, I don't know why it's not trending, because this is huge. It's absolutely huge. H&M announced earlier, they announced their first African collaboration. And this collaboration is with none other than South African label Manso. So I think, yes, that deserves a round of applause. Woo! And I've been, incidentally, this weekend, I spent time on her page and thinking, damn, Palisa's really just gotten into the stride of perfecting her aesthetic. But first, let me give you a brief piece of information about this particular collaboration. So the collection will be available in all South African stores, as well as exclusive flagship stores around the world. Manso is going international. Yes, around the world. And all H&M online markets. And I think that is also quite a powerful element. And this is happening from as soon as the 15th of August this year. So the collection will be available in all South African stores, in flagship stores, in places like the US, the UK, France, Spain, Portugal, the Netherlands, Belgium, Mexico, Chile, and Israel. And like I said, it means that she's going international. Yo, they're here in studio. Representing H&M, we have Amelia May Woodstra, and she is the Press and Communications Manager for H&M. Amelia, hello.
Hi.
All smiles.
Super exciting.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
And then the darling of the moment.
Yes.
Hey. She's shaking her head. I don't know if she believes yet.
Today I do.
Palisa Mukubung, the founder, the woman behind Manso. How are you feeling?
I feel overwhelmed today and just, I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cannot believe it.
So how long has she known Amelia? Like how long, when did the process start? We'll understand the process in a short while.
Well, to go back, as we're always looking for opportunities to inspire our customers and to bring them something new and something fresh. So it's always been on our radar ever since we entered the South African market in 2015.
Yeah.
And I would say it was around last year, June, July, we started the discussions. It was one of the commitments we made after the incident that took place with the hoodie in January 2018. It was definitely one of our commitments, and we wanted to, you know, we committed and we wanted to see it through. And yes. So the discussions started at June, July. Now, how are we going to put this into action?
I remember the Armin Kathrada Foundation involved in helping to, what is that kind of work called? It's not sensitizing or anything like that, but the kind of work that you, or things you need to be aware of in the different regions around the world.
Yeah, and it's all about inclusivity and diversity.
Yeah.
And so the conversation started in June, July, and then, basically from there. And I think, when did we reach out to you? Is it?
I think around November.
When did you get the call?
November, about 6 months ago.
How did it go? How did that call go?
I mean, they gave me a call and said that I was on a short list of designers they were considering to collaborate with from South Africa. But they would need to come into the studio to meet me in person, to visit my store and my studio, and then take it from there. But I think after they came to the studio and once they met me, I think they just knew.
Yeah. Also, our Swedish design team, H&M is a Swedish company, and our design team came down from Stockholm and met with Palisa in her studio, together with our showroom manager, and just...
But listen, it sounds like you also knew that there was chemistry there.
Look, I've been preparing for this moment.
As in, you knew, they knew that you knew that there was chemistry
that we
there.
Didn't know, but we now, but now we're here.
Yeah.
Well, I've been preparing for this moment all my life. I've been in the industry for 15 years.
Yeah. Yes.
So when they walked into the studio, I have this thing in the studio that every day is really a big day. You don't know who's going to walk in. And I mean, we knew who the visitors were, but, I didn't know that it would be there would be such a big rollout.
Mm.
So I really was open to the collaboration.
Yes.
I was open to doing business of this magnitude. And I was and I'm also made a point where I understand my label now. I understand who I am as a designer. I understand what I have to offer.
Yes.
I understand the woman that I dress. I understand what she's willing to accept and, you know, and not accept.
Yes.
And I know the fabrics she likes. I know her lifestyle. And I think that's what they were looking for. They were looking for somebody who really knows.
Whose point of view is quite clear.
Whose point of view
absolutely
is quite clear.
Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. Her distinctly African designs, brand ethos, aesthetics, very much in line with H&M's inclusivity and diversity, sustainability ideals.
New journey.
And and offering our customers something new, something fresh. We love the way Falesa works with colors,
yes,
bold prints.
Speaking of which, I mean, that's one of your strengths. That's one of an it's an area of strength for you.
Yeah,
the prints
that's
that
a
you've
huge
developed.
Interest.
And
of
even
mine.
Now, the images that you have published of is that the range, the blue and white.
That's
print?
One of the that's one of the prints that
absolutely
we just that we designed
almost,
from scratch.
You
yeah.
have to
yeah.
take a close yeah
a
you
close
have
look
to zone
yeah.
in to see yeah.
the face
that's embedded in the
yeah.
print.
Yes.
You know?
Which is the Palisa that I am, you know, the the print, the logo, the face, what was designed by my brother, who's a graphic designer.
Yes.
It's just the two of us. We're both artists and he designed the logo, years ago. And I remember when I saw it, I said, this is the future of Mansu. And I think I didn't know what I meant, you know, at the time. So he designed two prints from that. And then we used two other existing prints, very exciting for the collection, for the 14 piece collection.
Wow.
And then we made also 10 accessories for the collection. So
and your first time ever designing accessories?
First time ever designing accessories.
So, what are we getting?
Here?
What is it? Earrings,
you're
necklaces.
Getting earrings, bags, shoes,
bags,
everything that
shoes.
I love. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Awesome.
Yes, but comfort, obviously effortless sort of style. Everything
but
that
Mansu essentially you.
Yes.
But you know, you talk about your brother now, and I think our journeys in life, they shape our identity, you know, and often they manifest in our personal style. You know, how we express. So for you, how has that journey, your journey, shaped your aesthetic? Because you're originally from the Free State in Kronstadt. You talk about your brother and really just humble beginnings.
I think that the type of woman that I've come to meet and dress has shaped the aesthetic of the brand. The cuts has influenced the cuts, the materials that we use, because she is, I mean, she's really powerful. It's anybody from Lira, you know, Tandiswa to Simpiwe Dana to you. I mean, I haven't dressed you. I'm coming for you.
Come on, I'm ready.
I mean, Carol Bauer comes to me. Mini Dlamini has worn my things. Nomza Mombata. Yes. And these are all women who are really powerful in their fields. And that's what the Mansu woman, you know, really is. Somebody who is modern and, and, you know, has a modern approach to life, but is also very aware, you know, of where, you know, they come from and how they influence, you know, the culture that they come from.
Yeah. Lesego says, Palisa ke poso. Let's come through on Twitter. And of course, you can get in touch with us. Maybe you are a long-standing client, new client, you name it. But I think, or even just a commentator and someone who's passionate about the South African fashion industry, because this really is a game-changing move for local designers. Mm. And I'm glad that you talk about the women that you dress, because you've been able to give women an expression, a way of expressing their femininity, their resilience, their strength, you know, and feel powerful in the way we go through the world. And so it is a great service that I think we often don't necessarily associate with the work that designers do.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you have to love these women. You have to know them. And I'm lucky to be a woman who is designing for women. I am the I am the woman that I design for.
You're wearing.
I mean, I live in these clothes. So you have to love them. You have to know their lifestyle. You have to care about, you know, everything that makes them who they are. That's what, first of all, builds a good and healthy business, when you care about, you know, the customer. You do business with people. You don't do business with business.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, the women are really at the forefront of you know, of this movement.
Yeah.
You'll see with the cuts and the shapes also that we went for the collection.
Mm.
It's really about just enhancing just the right parts at the right time. So
the right ways.
Yeah, in the right way.
So, Amelia, how much of the local and international market were you thinking of? Or is it just allowing Palesa to be honestly herself without saying, oh, no, Europe won't like that. South America won't go for that.
No, I mean, yeah, I think you would probably answer that question better than
I'm curious about the process of developing, of getting to a point where you have the 14-piece.
You know, there's been very little of that. In fact, H&M wanted a lot of, they wanted more and more of Mansu. I mean, in some instances, somewhere along the way, we shortened some dresses just for some markets.
Yeah.
But maybe one or two pieces. Just altered the length a little bit. But in terms of fabrication, I mean, I've been in retail for a really long time.
Yes.
So I'm aware of my fabrics and how to use them and how they respond to the body. Are they easy to care for? And all those things you put into consideration. So there was very little of that, which is something that I do anyway. Yes. I have one store and now I'll be global.
I know, and we'll talk about the distribution challenge for designers, but I do need to take a break. If you've just tuned in, we're chatting to Palesa Mokubung. She is the founder, the designer behind Mansu, who today were announced as the first collaborator with H&M, and pretty much her clothes will be in their flagship stores around the world and in all stores in South Africa. I think this is a game changer for the fashion industry, because right now the world is in love with South African designers as well as South African creatives. And I want to get into a little bit of that politics after the break.
702 Azania Mosaka. Lines are always open on 011-883-0702.
Well, it's 22 minutes past two and we're still in the company of the woman of the hour, I think of the day, of the month, Somar. Nah, let's give you April.
It is my birthday, actually. It's my birthday on Monday.
Oh, mine's on Thursday.
It is my month.
Yay, Aries babies. Palesa Mokubung, the founder of Mansu, and we're also joined by Amelia May Woodstra, and she's the press communications manager for H&M, because today the big news was released. H&M was proud to announce its first African collaboration with South African label Mansu, and this means that she's going to be in territories all over the world. Yeah, it does require a deep breath. Right. You know, there's been some interesting talk happening about the attraction, the kind of love that the African designers, be they in clothing or in other items and other disciplines, the kind of love they've been getting, creatives in general, have been getting from other parts of the world. And I think there's also been a quite reflective conversation that's been part of that about whether or not, yes, the world is getting this inspiration. They're loving it. They're loving what is happening and taking place out of the continent. But we have to be quite cautious to make sure that the right people benefit from this interest, you know, that the designers such as yourself are benefiting from this interest, and that it's not just, oh, let's take inspiration, go create, and exclude the people who have developed the prints, who have added to the vibrancy that is now adding to the global design or fashion space. Do those concerns also sit with you about just generally the fashion industry and just how creatives are affected?
Well, that's what I love about this project. The fact that H&M came and said, can we work together to tell your story, as opposed to coming in and watching me from afar and then, you know, taking a few ideas from me and then producing them. So that's the magic behind this project. And I think that it's the message also, the bigger message, you know, behind this, to say that this is the new direction. It's a new trend that H&M is starting. And this needs to be the way forward. Do I worry about it? Do I worry about where, you know, designers are going? Not too much. You know, there's only 12 hours in the day. I have a business to run. I just, all I can do is to focus on what I'm doing, take my craft seriously, so that when opportunities do open, I'm ready. And I think that creatives are taking themselves very seriously now. Hence, people, hence the world
absolutely.
Is noticing.
Absolutely.
And hence, there is this
the
sort
of quality of work.
Yes, the quality of work.
Is on a level that we haven't seen or ever, in my view, ever seen.
I mean, you saw it at SA Fashion Week last week and AFI.
Yeah.
So designers and creatives are taking themselves seriously, and it's about time. I mean, we are specialists.
Yeah. And therefore, the work needs to also reflect that. Absolutely. So, Amelia, just take me into your confidence, because as I was mentioning earlier, there are all these territories. You are doing you're being accountable, and you're saying, you're citing the inspiration to say these fantastic, beautiful, vibrant items are on our shelves, and they are Mansoor. The source is this particular designer. What do you think of that debate? Because what you have done, I think, is going to also transform how international retailers and brands relate and interact with African brands.
Yeah, I think for us, like I said earlier on, it's all in line with our sustainability goals that we've set for ourselves as a company, but also because of our scale and because we are such a big company, we feel like we need to lead the change
in the
fashion and textile industry. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's about inclusivity, diversity. We welcome everyone in our stores. And for us, it's about investing in South Africa and really collaborating. We've learned a few hard lessons, I can tell you that. And for us, it's about coming in with the knowledge and the scale that we have, but also empowering and allowing designers such as Palesa, you know, to give her a platform to shine.
Because distribution, I think, is one of the biggest issues for any. Yeah, it's a huge challenge. So you are at 27 boxes now.
Yeah, and
you
did
the Zando thing.
I did the Zando. I did the Spree. I did the Edgars. I did them all, honey.
and this is distribution like you've never seen before.
Yeah, and I think 27 boxes was born out of this frustration because I couldn't wait on a call anymore. I couldn't wait for you to like my things and to also and then have you cut the price, you know, for me to be able to sell them. So I thought, where can I get a reasonable space where I can do my thing? And I found it at 27 boxes, and it's really been a home, you know, for my clients. I've been there for over 3 years, and H&M loved it when they came there because it really is, and I think
authentic and real. And I think that's what we look for, different things, and, you know, where the inspiration comes from, and to see Palesa in her studio and the environment that you work in and your surroundings, and that's all part of the story.
Yeah.
And our customers love stories.
So are you going to introduce her in that way in markets that are not familiar with her, for instance, on the tag, on the label, just telling us?
I don't want to reveal too
much.
Too much, but I can tell you one thing: if we do it, we try and do it really well. What I can say is that
the story will be known.
Team, the investment behind this is genuine, and everything, the collateral from in-store windows, tags, shopping bags.
Yes.
It will all have the Mansoor touch. You know,
yeah. Mansoor, you said this is like a dream come true. How I in your wildest dreams, like I'm trying
I do have wild dreams, but this is the wildest dream.
The wildest.
Yeah, I mean, I have one store, Azania, one store. I did not think about 61 stores globally, 24 nationwide, 48 online, 11 countries. I mean, that would be insane of me to dream that big. But it's happening. But I think it's also, I've paid my dues, you know what I mean?
Mm.
15 years is a really long time. Stone Cherry was a long time ago.
Yes.
So it really pays to pay your dues. And I think that's another message, you know, for other designers in South Africa, is that you've got to stay at it. You've got to stay humble. You've got to keep perfecting your craft. You've got to keep doing that soul searching and finding ways to translate your vision and who you are into fabric, into shows, into just how you do business. And someone will notice at the right time. And that time is right now for me. And I couldn't be more proud.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I know that this was a short list of a number of designers. and you came out tops. So you can brush those shoulders. Victory. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I can't wait for what this presents, what you've been able to open.
I've had to stop myself from crying 3 times today.
Only 3?
Yeah, from having, I almost had the ugly cry.
I would have loved to see that.
A friend of mine said I should. I better have the ugly cry. They said, you better have the ugly cry. This is big for all of us.
Let that excitement just come out. Let it out. Congratulations once more. That was Palesa Mokubung, the founder of Mansu. And we were also joined by Amelia May Woodstra, and she is the press and communications manager for H&M. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. We really and honestly believe that this is an amazing and the right thing to do. And we're super excited and can't wait for the 15th of August. So customers need to line up.
Yeah. And I think this is what the kind of injection we need in the manufacturing and in the fashion space in general, because we know there was that slump when it comes to manufacturing. And this is the kind of boost, you know, that just might spark a new era for the space.